Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murph. This marks Indie Country Radio's 30th episode. And my question is, how do we get here this fast? Before we start the show today and get into where we left off last week, there's a bit of news I promised I would deliver. So here we go. This was just announced literally yesterday by former guest Gabby Patrice, and on June 22nd, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, I come to Boston's Bell in Hand to watch Gabby celebrate the release of her EP in the place she grew up. Scully and Dalton and the Sheriffs were kind enough to include Gabby in their a wildly fun country event. And this is definitely not an event that you can afford to miss. So, with that being said, let's dive into where we left off with the countdown last week, if it'll ever come up. There we go. At number three last week was the super talented Stevie Jewell with A Bad Habit. In the number two spot, we had Lindsay L with A Castle. And the top spot last week went to Smithfield with their mega hit, When You're Gone. But this week we've got music from Kelly Bannon, Elena, and Runaway Angel. We'll also be discussing the times we interview both Elena and the ladies of Runaway Angels. So this should be fun. And without further ado, let's just dive right into the number three song of the week. This is Elena with the title track to her brand new EP, Wicked City, on Indie Country Radio.
Like something to
And at number three on Indie Country Radio this week, that was Atlanta with the a title track of our a brand new EP, Wicked Kitty. Now we had Atlanta back on the show. Of course, she's been a very, very dear friend for a lot of years. But we had her back on the show maybe 2-3 weeks ago, something like that. And we talked about a lot of this EP. And folks, if you don't have it, it's available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, basically wherever music is sold. I think it's on Atlanta's website too, if I'm not mistaken. Speaking of that, let's check in and see where you guys can go see Atlanta live, and maybe she'll have a physical copies for you. Tomorrow she'll be at Tennessee Brew Works in Nashville. It doesn't list a time, so I have no idea. September 14th, she's also in Nashville at the Millennium Maxwell House Hotel. And then Sunday, September 17th, this is a big show. She's playing the, or she'll be one of many artists playing the Josie Music Awards in Nashville at Nissan Stadium where the Titans play. So that show should be huge. And I really wish I was going, to be completely honest with you, because a lot of my friends are nominated, and I want to be there to cheer them on and see them hopefully take something home. All right. Next up on the countdown is an artist who's only played once before on the show, but she is so super talented, it's not even funny. It's lovely Kelly Bannon with her latest release coming in at number two. This is a Church Close on Indie Country Radio.
drive, I look out the window. Not right, but nobody says so. We're walking like we've never been so close. Miles apart, but careful that it don't show when we're wearing our church clothes.
At number two this week, that was Achille Bannon with A Church Closed. Let me quickly run through a couple of dates Kelly has coming up. September 30th, she'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Route 91 Festival. And November 27th, she'll be playing at the Ryman in Nashville. So if you're in Vegas or Nashville those days, feel free to check those shows out. Moving to the number one spot this week is a group out of Canada, and they are some of, like I said, they're some of the sweetest girls you could probably ever imagine. It's Runaway Angel, and let me see if this will work. Right quick. Damn it. Okay. There we go. Let me see. Let me see if I can bring up some. Here we go. You know, I just found this, so I'm gonna run through this real quick. The members of the band are Cadence, Ann, and Stacy, and they've been friends of mine for a few years, maybe 3-ish, something like that. With a background in commercial publishing and recording, Cadence attended Durham College, where she completed the music business management program. Cadence has worked in the industry in many capacities, aside from being an artist, including graphic design, wardrobe styling, photo shoot production, and beyond. She's an accomplished songwriter with over 20 placements in film and television to date. Originally, and Cadence's favorite fruit, she says, is pizza. And first album she ever bought, she thinks it was Aerosmith. First concert ever attended was Hanson. If she were Power Ranger, she'd be the Pink Ranger. If she was trapped on a desert island and could only have one song to listen to for the rest of her life, it would be anything Katy Perry. A favorite snack of any kind is anything chocolate. That's my girl. If she were secretly a spy, her name would be Agent Awkward. If she could have written any song in her life, she would have been "The House That Built Me." Favorite thing about being in Kindred with Angel, having fun with your friends and being in a creative and emotionally supportive group that continually helps you grow into a better person and artist. Another member of the group, Anne, originally hailing from Deep River, Ontario, has interests as diverse as her musical tastes. Anne grew up sailing, practicing karate, and playing viola. Known as the harmony queen, not only in the group, but in the country industry itself, Anne has quickly become a go-to background vocalist for her pitch perfect and unique harmonies. Anne met Cadence at Country Music Week in 2011, and they quickly meshed. She was an obvious choice to be a member of the group. Her favorite food is pizza and seafood. First album she ever bought was Jill's first album. First concert she ever attended was a Soul Decision. If she wore a Power Ranger, she'd be the Yellow Ranger. If she was trapped on a desert island and could only have one song to listen to for the rest of her life, it would be Lillian Womack's Hope You Dance. Favorite snack would be wine. If she were secretly a spy, her name would be Agent Smiley Pants McGee. If she could have written any song in her life, she wished it was I Will Always Love You, because it would pay for all the terrible but fulfilling songs I'd write after it. My favorite thing about being in Runaway Angel, the friendship that carries us through the good and the bad. And now Stacy is a talented musician, singer, and songwriter, and a bona fide performance expert who used to play 200 plus gigs a year as a solo artist. Wow. Since Stacy met Cadence on set in 2009 during the taping of CMT Karaoke Star, they've become fast friends. In Runaway Angel, Stacy is most often found rocking out at guitar, but has been known to pull out the banjo, bass, or kajam. She's the music whiz of the group, often dealing with charting arrangement and a band leading. Her favorite food is pizza, obviously. Her first album she ever bought was Spice Girls. The first concert she ever attended was the Tea Party. If she were a Power Ranger, she'd be the Pink Ranger. If she was trapped on a deserted island and only had one song to listen to for the rest of her life, it'd be Strawberry Wine. Her favorite snack is Pizza Pockets. If she could have written any song in her life, it'd be a Godspeed by the Dixie Chicks. If she were secretly a spy, her name would be Agent Treblecliff. Well played, Stacy. Well played. Favorite thing about being in Runaway Angel, being in a band with a bunch of my friends and having a ton of fun. And now I said all that to say this. Taking the top spot this week on Indie Country Radio is none other than a Runaway Angel with their hit My Someday. Here we go.
I've been saving up my pennies, staying away from wishing well, stashing money in my mattress for the day the rain fell. But you can't predict the weather, and I can't wait forever. No, no. I've been cutting up pictures, marking up the map with
And that was a Runaway Angel taking the top spot with one of my personal favorite songs, My Someday. Congrats to Cadence and Stacy for that one. And if I'm not completely and absolutely mistaken, that might have either tied a record, or it may have broke a record for most number ones on the show. I think it tied. I'm not completely sure. I'll have to go back and check my own records. No pun intended there. But before we get off here, I wanted to make mention again of first Gabby Patrice in Boston on June 22nd, I think it is, celebrating the release of her brand new EP. And I also wanted to say that this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern, we have the super talented Shelby Ray joining us, and the week after that at 4:30 Central, we have the lovely Megan Golden stepping back by the show. Who, by the way, dropped a brand new single on us today, actually. It's called it's called I Miss Missing You. So, I kind of promised Megan that I'd give a shout out and plug to that. So there you go, Megan. And like I said, with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You guys have been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.